I'd like to share a thought which I was nisarud to while I was learning the Sfas Emes in the Parsha. I'm not sure how much is Sfas Emes and how much is mine. We know that in Parsha's Bereishis, the Bereshim created the two Ma'aris as Gedolim, and then the Vana, due to its request, was Nismayit. And then the Vana felt bad. In order to Mephias the Vana, the Bereshim created the Kachovim. In the beginning of this week's Parsha, Rashi says, compares Klal Yisrael to the Kachovim, that just like the Kachovim, Kula Mishem is Yikra, Klal Yisrael is Mishem Yikra. So there's a parallel between the Kachovim and Klal Yisrael, and they both have a shame. Now the idea of a shame is that which is unique about the individual that allows us, like I said over from the Ibn Ezra multiple times, that the word shame is related to the word shom. There, you can point to there it is. So if I wanted to ask you if you've seen Reuben and you don't know what he looks like, so I start describing him, how tall he is, what color hair he has, all of those things, and maybe you'll figure out who it is. But once you know who he is, and I just say Reuben, automatically all of the elements of Reuben come to mind. So the name is that which allows us to point and say, there he is, Shom, there it is. So that which is unique about each individual, that which each person has their tafka and their purpose, that's what we can point to and say, there he is. That's his shame. So each one of the Kachavim has a shame. Each one of the Bereshit created, each one for a reason, each one has a purpose, each one has a function. But you only see the Kachavim Belaila, when it's dark, when it's difficult. When things are going well and going easy, we're not called upon to pull out those deep strengths and resources that we have. We just sort of go along with the flow. And during that time, everybody seems to be the same. When things start getting dark and difficult, and it's not so obvious anymore, right and wrong, and I pull on the resources that I have, the strength that I have deep inside of me, and I am able to pull those out, there we see each person reacting in a different way, responding in a different way, using different kirchas to accomplish. The Lavana originally was a mor hagadol, which means it had a tremendous light. So nighttime, whatever that meant, had an element of light in it. Once the Lavana was nismayit, it creates a world of darkness. So Lavana feels very bad. Ayvei, I'm the sort now, but there's darkness in the world. And the Bereshit says, no, I've created the Kachavim to mephias you. All of these stars start shining out. We never notice them during the daytime. We don't see that elements of each one, that it has its own light, it has its own thing to offer, its own strengths. We don't see that during the daytime. By the fact that you're in Ismayet, when we created the place in the world for darkness and things being difficult, the things not being so obvious anymore, that's what allows the different stars to shine and to make a difference in the world. So the tachlis of each, this kachavim, their purpose, their shame, only makes sense once the Lavana is Nismayit. And that was Mephias of Lavana. I understand the purpose of darkness. The purpose is I can give a little bit of light in that darkness. Not enough that it will totally overwhelm the darkness. So, but there's still that light, that clarity, which the Lavana has to offer. And from that will come different, each star coming out and shining out in its own different way. The Klal Yisrael is nimshel to the Lavana, and in that sense, the Klal Yisrael is nimshel to the Kachavim, that when things are difficult, we're able to find our inner strength and our unique elements and purpose that we all have. Have a good Shabbos.